Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
PXY on 98PXY, the number one hit music station. It's Corey James. That is Breezy.
Hey.
And, we are looking to hear from you, and we want to share your stories. We want to share your stories of what life is like during this quarantine. And if you ever want to reach out to us, there's multiple ways to do it. Certainly through any of our social media is probably the easiest. If there's something cool that you see people are doing, we want to be able to highlight that.
Sure.
And that's how we got around to our next guest. On with us right now, we've got Joe Faraci. Hi, Joe.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going good. So I was tipped off to what you're doing. You're the owner of the Vesper, a restaurant in Rochester, and you are doing a cooking challenge. Can you please explain exactly what it is you guys are doing? This sounds like so much fun.
Sure. Well, we kind of stumbled into it. We had a couple regulars and friends of ours who I think just out of sheer boredom one night.
Right.
Went live on Facebook and we're cooking dinner. And so I went on and I was kind of pleasantly surprised of how many people were on there commenting and saying hello and, you know, staying in touch. And so I said, if you guys want to do this again, the Vesper will sponsor it. I'll come over and drop off four random ingredients and watch you guys struggle to make dinner on TV, kind of like the television show Chopped. You know?
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought of too when Corey was telling me about this. That's awesome. So who's getting involved in this?
Well, initially, it was kind of a smaller circle of people and friends and regulars of the restaurant. But as it went on for a couple days, people kept requesting, can I do this? How do I participate? And it just kind of expanded from there. And now the circle has gotten much bigger. Of course, things spread through social media, and we've gotten a lot of requests on Instagram and Facebook from people that we don't know that well. So it's really gone beyond just our sort of circle of friends and regulars.
Yeah, it's so fun. So you drop off the ingredients. You literally just get all four, and then you drop it off to the person's place, and then they hop on Facebook Live and try to put together a dish with just those four ingredients, or are they allowed to get anything else?
No, that whatever they have around in their fridge, pantry, freezer, they're allowed to use. But they have to use at least a little bit of each of the four ingredients that we drop off.
Now, how mean are you
when
it comes to these four ingredients?
I do my best to try to customize it to the person. We do have a couple friends and regulars that are pretty accomplished home chefs. So, we might throw them a curveball or two, make it a little more challenging. But if we know someone is just, not even that accomplished of a home chef, we'll take it easy on them.
Yeah. What are some of the examples of some of the items that
you
guys have
used
so far?
Yeah, I'm so curious.
Well, last night we went back to the original couple that did it, Mark and Annie. Mark's a pretty good home chef, and we kind of took it easy on him the first time. And last night we made it a little tougher. We gave them a basket with shrimp, Bloody Mary mix, black tea, and I forget the fourth ingredient. Might have been a peppercini.
Okay, all right. So, even just those three, quite random. Can't imagine how you would put that together.
Usually, if you think about it, the ingredients will go together in some way. And if you think about, like, for instance, Bloody Mary and shrimp, you're on your way to a shrimp cocktail store,
right,
at least, flavor-wise. So,
what's the cost for you if this is expanded at such a rapid pace?
For what we're getting out of it, not much. It's four, a little bit of four ingredients. each night. You know, I mean, for the foreseeable future, we're looking at, you know, we have a couple weeks worth of people lined up. But really, just for the goodwill it's bringing,
right?
It's worth it. It's really it's keeping people connected. It's a fun way for people to see their friends and family online, and you know, just doing a fun activity.
Is there normally a time when you guys go on Facebook Live?
Yeah, every night on the Vesper Facebook page at 7 o'clock
is when, 7, okay.
when people go live. Yeah.
So how many people compete in this per week, and does it change weekly who you send ingredients to?
We're doing it Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock, and yeah, it's we've got about two weeks worth of people lined up.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think it's generally good to have at least two people there. You need someone kind of doing most of the cooking and another person sort of reading the comments and and kind of helping out.
Sure, so. Right. Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, look, we're looking for any way at all to stay connected with each other. And that is certainly a very creative and unique way to do it. Now, again, talking to Joe Ferracci, the owner of the Vesper, how has it been for you going through this as the owner of a restaurant, obviously, with the laws that are now in place where it's takeout and delivery only? Are you guys doing that?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. We're staying open our regular nights, Monday through Saturday, for takeout. We've reduced our hours a little bit. We are doing takeout from about 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. every night. And one of the things that helps out is the fact that New York State was nice enough to loosen up the liquor law. So now
yes.
we can do beer to go.
There you go.
Even cocktails to go. I brought a martini out to a woman curbside a couple days ago. It's something I thought I'd never do.
Right.
So crazy when you think
it's
about
strange
it.
Strange days.
So for this cooking challenge, it sounds so fun, and it sounds like such a good way for everyone to connect and, you know, not stay so bored all the time. Are they actually winning anything out of this, or is it solely just for fun?
It's solely just for fun. Well, I think we might start throwing people gift cards here and there for participating. But, you know, like I said, really it's just sort of a fun way to stay connected. It's not even so much about the cooking. I mean, we can't try the dishes. So it's almost kind of like, well, you know, who cares how it comes out?
Right.
But it's sort of fun to watch your friends and family and people who you want to see, you know, and hang out with. And, you know, it's kind of fun in the comments. People kind of bust chops a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a great way for people to stay connected.
Well, make sure you hop it over to the Vesper Facebook page, 7 o'clock. If you want to watch this go down, and you said you've got a couple of weeks of people lined up, you know, once those are done, are you going to continue this? And so, if someone's listening now and they think, man, you know what, I think I've got the chops for this, can they?
Yeah, absolutely.
They put in.
I imagine we'll keep this going as long as this whole situation lasts.
Sure.
So, if anybody wants to message us and you know you think you got the goods. You can find us on Instagram. It's Rock the Vesper, R-O-C, the Vesper. RockTheVesper.com. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the usuals. If anybody is interested, like I said, this will probably go until things kind of get back to normal.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Very cool. Again,
I love this idea.
Yes, Joe Ferracci from the Vesper. Thanks for taking a little time to tell us about it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, of course. Have a great one.
Bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.